Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello again and welcome. We are live at the 105th British Columbia Northern Exhibition. Come down and visit us, the CFIS-FM 93.1 booth. We are in Kin 2. In the midst of all these terrific vendors who are eager and ready to talk with the public. But yes, please come by, meet us. We're here all day at the booth. So today I've invited Crystal Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. So you're a realtor with Team Powerhouse Realty here in Prince George.
That's right.
What got you interested in real estate, Crystal?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I have five children, and so I'm quite busy, you know, have been quite busy, and I just was waiting for the right things to happen because my youngest child was just, you know, at that age where I'd go back to work and feel comfortable with that. And so I was actually approached by some of the realtors, actually my personal realtor.
Okay.
And we went out for coffee, and he was like, you know, he looks at me and he goes, you'd be good in real estate. So I was like, that's it.
Really?
That's it.
So that it just sort of the pieces aligned, the dots connected.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. And then I just, as soon as I heard that, I was like on it. I got into the course right away. I did it, you know, in a good time frame, and yeah, got licensed, and now I'm.
And here you are.
Right. Yeah.
Here you are at the fair.
At the fair.
And do you mind telling me how long you've been in real estate?
I got licensed in 2015, so I guess I'm going into my fourth year.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And you've enjoyed it, obviously.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you know what's the average number of years a realtor stays in the business? Do you know?
I don't know the average, but, you know, like we have realtors in our office, you know, that have been in 25, 30 years.
So, yeah, there is no average then.
I don't know an average.
Yes.
I just think that once people are in and you can get through that first 3, 4, 5 years, I think you're in because it's kind of addicting.
Is that right?
Totally.
So is there a bit of a rush because right now it seems like the market is very, what do you say, hot?
We like to say in our business that it's steady.
Steady.
Right.
Oh, good name. Good name. Okay.
It's a very interesting market, and I think as a realtor, you really have to move with how the times are going.
Yes.
And so you just kind of go with the ebbs and flows of it.
Okay. So how do you go about building relationship with your clients?
Well, I'm very much about relationship with my clients. So if, for instance, I have a buyer that calls up and says, hey, Chris, I'd like to look at a house. The first thing that I do is say, hey, let's meet together, sit down for about an hour, because I'm going to be spending a lot of time together with you if you choose me as your realtor. And we sit down for about an hour, we go through some paperwork, we talk about needs, we talk about some of the newly revised...
the regulation changes.
The regulation changes and stuff. So relationship in real estate is really important in distinguishing how that relationship is going to go.
So basically, you get to define the relationship and hear from your clients as to what type of relationship they want?
You know what? It's about building rapport, and it's about hearing their needs. That's the most important thing that you can do in real estate is hear the needs of your clients. And listen, pay attention, and communicate. Those are the biggest keys.
I imagine that sometimes people don't know the questions to ask.
And that's where I come in,
right?
Because I ask the right questions.
Yeah. And I imagine that you're a mom, you're a wife. You've gone through seasonal changes in your life as well.
Totally.
And I imagine a lot of your clients are either going through changes or they're about to go through changes because life is continually it's just moving all the time, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you know the questions to ask, which is very helpful when folks are just unsure. Of course, when we're looking for a new house, there's that enthusiasm and excitement, and yet we need to have our needs met.
And there's definitely things that I can listen to them, and they're able to communicate with me. I can find out exactly where they're at and what their needs are for that time. Because sometimes they'll call, and they're... Maybe they haven't been to the bank yet. Maybe they haven't been pre-approved. So for a buyer, that's your number one.
Yes. All right.
To get into your lender.
And that actually leads me perfectly into my next question for you. So are there some specific issues which buyers should be aware of in our current market? And if so, can you give us some tips on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, you really have to be, it's like a horse coming out of a racehorse coming out of a gate. In this market, if you're serious, if you're a serious buyer, you have to be prepped and ready to push that button and get going. So it's my job as a realtor to make sure that you are ready to go and to make that offer when the time comes. And in this market, because if you like a house, chances are good that there's five other people that may love that same house because it's probably a good house. And so then you need to be ready to potentially go into a competing offer. And that, you know, that can be a little bit confusing for a buyer going, I don't know how to do that. And we guide. We're guides.
Right. So then when you said just a couple minutes ago about being pre-approved, so if we're now having to compete for offers, we're not offering at the highest point of our pre-approval, are we?
No, not necessarily.
If we're having to compete with other people making offers on the same house.
Well, typically you're going to, if you're competing, you want to go in with your best shot.
Yes.
You're going to want to go in with your best foot forward. So there's a lot of different variations on a contract that you can make on that contract. That's going to look more appealing to the seller. You know, for instance, you want to be able to present an offer in person to the sellers with their realtor present.
Is that right?
Yeah, that gives it so much more clout, if for lack of better words. It just gives it more, they can see, you can explain some details with the permission of your client, just some where they're coming from. Maybe they're a young family that has two children and they're moving into a home where same idea, and they want to have a family come into their home and live there for their whole life, or, you know, 10, 15, 20 years,
yes,
and take care of it like they have. Those are little things that you can, you know, those things can help in a competing offer.
That actually seems a little above and beyond the regular real estate service being offered.
Well, you know, with Team Powerhouse, that is really what we, one of our emphasis is we want to be masters of our craft. And so we do a lot of training, and there's a lot of, you know, they teach us and help us to grow in working in whatever market that we're in. And that's what I have found there, you know, and that's where I've learned to, you know, get some of those tools, you know, out of my toolbox and say, okay, I can use this one here right now. If I can go in and say, you know what, my client is pre-approved, they're looking very well, you know, and everything just looking well with their, you know, with them personally, chances are really good you may get that offer. And, of course, it is about, there's price, too, but there's a lot of other factors in a competing offer.
It seems like a very personal touch that you have.
I would like to say that is how I function.
So in my household, my husband and I, we've purchased a few homes in the span of our marriage, and I've never once had the offer from the realtor that we worked with to go personally and present the offer and to be part of a conversation with the owner.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a different thing. It is a different kind of a thing to do, you know, to go in and present that offer. It does take some guts to go in there and work for your client. But if you really care about that deal, it's more of a challenge to go in and present it than it is to email it.
Yes.
Right?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that you offer that in this very busy, yes, steady, but still we have a very busy market here in Prince George. I think that's fantastic that you offer that personalized service.
Yeah, I think from a seller's point of view as well, it just shows them that you're willing to go to bat for your client, and that's really what it's about. And, you know, by law, you know, we're to do that. As realtors, we're to work professionally for our clients. That's a service that we are to provide, is undivided loyalty,
yes,
and commitment to professionalism.
You know, when you were mentioning just a little scenario about meeting with the seller and that the seller may have in their mind the type of buyer that they'd like to have for their home, that's a very subjective view of a real estate transaction. And yet, as soon as you said that, I could personally identify with that. We had a home out in Beaverly, and it was a home that I had, we had children, but I had a new, actually we had two new children born to our family while we were in that home. There was a kind of an emotional connection to that house because we, you know, I birthed two children while we lived in that home. Yeah. The idea of that being sold as a rental or something like that was, and not that I'm against rentals, it was just I wanted my nest to be transferred to someone else who wanted a nest.
Totally. It's 100% makes sense. If you've lived in a house for 50 years, and you trust
now
in that house.
Are you making people think I'm...
No, not you. Not at all. No, not at all. But if you've lived in that home, there is, like you say, there is such an emotional connection with that home. Especially if you had your children there and, you know, you've celebrated all these holidays and had all these wonderful things happen. You want the same thing to happen in the home for its whole life.
You do. Yes. You do. You want that nurturing and the excitement and the joy
Absolutely.
That you experienced in that home
Absolutely.
For someone else to enjoy that as
Totally.
Well. And to be there, because a family gives life to a home.
Absolutely.
And then that's really what I'm hearing, that you are very much in a place of supporting that type of real estate transaction. And you know, I honestly never thought we'd be talking about emotional real estate transactions, but it makes so much sense, Crystal.
Well, I guess it's because I do tend to lean towards, you know, really hearing the needs, and I do have an emotional connection with things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and people.
Yeah, so appreciate that about you. So basically, when I asked you the question before about your connection with clients, you were intimating that Team Powerhouse Real Estate has the same type of attitude that you're telling me right now. All the realtors in that office are emotionally connected with their clients, and this is business plus relationship.
Oh, it is amazing. I just have to say, we like to grow our business by referrals.
Yes.
You know, and if you can grow by referrals, you have advocates.
Yes.
Not just business clients. And my motto really is to develop friendships. Like, there is a business aspect, absolutely being professional.
Yes.
But there, at the end of the day, I want to pop by your house and I want to give you a bag of cookies, you know? I mean, and keep that relationship strong. Because sometimes in the real estate industry, there's too much breakage in the relationships, and therefore, you're always having to go get leads. And if you have those referrals, you're going to get really good people like you've served here. You're going to get them coming along your way.
So how can people reach you directly, Crystal?
You can email me at crysjbrown@telus.net, or you can give me a call at 250-981-4620, or you can call our office.
Can you give your number one more time, please?
Sure, 250-981-4620.
And you're at the booth today here at the exhibition. We're in Team 2.
Yes.
Come down and say hi to Crystal.
Yeah.
Start that beautiful relationship with Crystal. That is just wonderful. Thanks so much for your time,
welcome.
Crystal.
You're welcome.
So we had, I went around and was meeting with the various vendors. There is a vendor here that I think would really be a good idea for people to come and talk with. This is the CST, which is the Canadian Scholarship Trust Plan. There's a couple of ladies here who can outline the RESP advantage for families. There are a number of grants, government grants available for saving for your kids or your grandkids' education. So there's some really good information here. They've got very helpful brochures. But again, there's two very experienced and knowledgeable people here who can answer questions and just help to get our kids' education moving in the right direction. Because as we know, education costs are very high these days, particularly for the university, very, very expensive. And so this is a great way to kickstart that education savings plan. So we are at KIN 2. Come and visit us at the booth. CFISFM hosts and volunteers will be here all day today. We would love to get to know our listeners, so please come down, come and meet us. You hear our voices, come and see our faces, and we would love to see yours. Today, the exhibition is full of 4-H programs, the heavy horse pull, is at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but please don't forget the 4-H auction is at 6 o'clock tonight. This is a huge way that we can support the 4-H Club here in Prince George and the young people who work so hard. We also have a free draw here at the CFIS-FM booth. Our grand prize is a one-night stay at the Marriott. That looks fantastic. We also have wonderful gift baskets available and CDs available of our own local artists here and, of course, others. We would love to see you. So please come on down. The exhibition opens at 10 o'clock, and we'd love to see you. Come on, visit our booth. We'll talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.